Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. I hear a lot of people, if they stop at the pilot, they're like, oh, you know, it's too slow. And one thing that they say is, like, there are just so many characters, and you are just overwhelmed with characters at first. But over time, you get to know them all very well. You get to learn all of their names. And I do want to talk about our favorite characters, because going into it upon this rewatch, I was like, well, yeah, Dale Cooper is the main character. But upon rewatching this, I reevaluated that thought, because he shares as much time as seemingly everyone else. I feel like he is not given more prominence in terms of the amount of screen time compared to other characters. I feel like everyone, the story is really about everyone and not just his journey, even though he's kind of the point of view character, but in a way he's not, because he is the kind of the weirdest guy there.
He's given a lot of authority, I think, which that just helps. I think that really sticks with viewers and the audience. You know, whenever you see him on screen, he's generally in charge, and he's mostly right. But also, I think one thing that really struck with me rewatching it again for our podcast was his enthusiasm. His enthusiasm for everything, I think, is very infectious. And I think as a viewer, I really appreciate how excited, even though he's there, you know, ostensibly to help solve a murder of, you know, of a teenage girl. He showed up. He's like, you got to tell me these trees, you know, and the pie he had for lunch like the week before, and how excited he is to have his morning cup of coffee. And, you know, his message, which I think, honestly, the more I think about it, the more I think how important it is, you know, his speech about, you know, every day, give yourself a little present. Don't anticipate it. Don't wait for it. Just do it. And I think that's a great message. Honestly, there's a reason I put it on the Retronauts Twitter when the show turned 30, because I think it's a really good message. And I think that aspect of his character really resonates, I think, and it really sticks out. So I think it makes him just a fun character to sort of lock onto. Even though, yeah, screen time wise, there's so many people. Yeah, he can't dominate. It wouldn't make it, the show wouldn't work if he dominated.
But he does light. I think he lights up the screen as like the outsider and this good presence, this positive presence. Like, you know, again, why I think we all fell in love with him the first time we watched the show. And whereas the other characters who have a lot of screen time, like Sheriff Truman, who's a good guy too, or like I remember getting tired of Ben Horn having so much screen time, especially in season two when during his like Civil War phrase.
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
Like that. There are some of the major players who you wish had a little less time sometimes.
I mean, I was a Nadine fan until they turned her into like teenage Bam Bam.
Oh no, more Nadine, more of that Nadine. She's my favorite. Oh,
and
I love that.
Frankly,
love that Nadine.
Arrest Nadine after this. After this is over. I want to see
back to Cooper. I mean, Kyle MacLachlan has basically said he's David Lynch. Like, Cooper is David Lynch. And like, you know, he's doing Transcendental Meditation. And like, you know, also Gordon Cole is obviously David Lynch, but Gordon Cole and Dale Cooper are kind of the same person too, you know?
Just one was hard of hearing.
Right.
I think
except for with Shelley.
You really get a full spectrum of just types of characters and, you know, emotional types of characters, because there's, you know, your very wounded and haunted characters like Donna and Josie. You get the sort of
James the brood. James is so brooding. Don't
he's,
you love James?
He's a sweet hunk, that James.
He's misunderstood. James.
Like, you know, the Still Waters Run Deep kind of guy with Sheriff Truman. You get a fun dope with Andy. You get a fun ditz with the secretary, Lucy. Just like every kind of character. You get a British cad later in the show. Just they find a space for
Dick.
Every.
I think Dick. I think Ian Buchanan's Dick is underrated. I think he's hilarious.
Yeah, you get this didn't surprise me, but when you go back to old media, it's like, oh yeah, this guy's based on Trump too. Hooray, Ben Horn.
I should say my secret MVP. I like the mayor. I think the mayor is hilarious.
Yes,
he's dating like the really young harlot. Like, oh, he's hilarious.
And then they bring in like a ton of amazing character actors in the second season. I will say that helped the with the bad storylines, just seeing people like David Warner and Tony Jay and David Duchovny in a role that will surprise you. And it actually is handled.
Great. He's really good.
I mean, it could maybe be handled better, but it's handled in a way that is very sensitive for 1991.
For the time, it was very progressive.
Yeah.
I was really shocked by how well that's handled watching it in 2021.
Much better than how Mr. Tojimura is handled.
Yeah. Hey, I was watching that from far away on a very small television, so it really fooled me.
Well,
as soon as he talked, I was like, oh, I know who that is. Okay, that explains why.
I do like how there's a fake
out. His body is so strange looking.
There's a fake out actor in the credits. There's like a Japanese man who's something in the credits when that character's on screen.
Okay,
but I would nominate Piper Laurie and Jack Nance as Catherine and Pete as secret MVPs. Like their relationship also lights up the screen. I think they're hilarious.
Yeah, I love Pete. I love his mugging. I want to watch more things with that actor in it because he just cracks me up. Catherine, I don't know if she was told to do this, but she is acting like she is in a soap opera in the 70s.
Oh God, yes.
I think she's if you've ever seen her in Carrie, she's the mother in Carrie, so she can chew up the scenery when she needs to.
But any other standout characters that we love?
I'm a huge fan of Audrey, who is very much like the girl who would survive in a horror movie. Maybe, I don't know. She kind of gets herself in over her head, but she's very highly motivated.
But don't you think she gets? Don't you think she gets done dirty when she falls in love with Billy Zane a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. But I mean,
didn't like that.
You know, a lot of bad things happen to characters in season two, and her falling for Billy Zane is one of them.
Jeremy, I need to prepare you. You need to really steel yourself for Audrey in Twin Peaks 2017. It's not what you want to expect.
Yeah, I didn't like business Audrey in season two. I like troublemaker Audrey in season one, but
I like that at Miss Twin Peaks, she was just like talking about saving the environment instead of like doing a sexy dance for her talent.
And I will say, speaking of characters, I will add that the actor who plays Leo, he had either the easiest job in the world or the hardest job in the world to just be a comatose, victim of violence or just a zombie walking around getting shocked for about
this reminds
like,
me,
the majority of the series.
Killer Bob, like the creation of Killer Bob, the fact that Killer Bob was not cast originally to be an actor in Twin Peaks and just ended up accidentally being in a shot at one point, and Lynch realizing that he had a look that was like interesting and weird and incongruous, so he decided at that point to cast Killer Bob as Killer Bob, and like that was just kind of the serendipitous thing that happened on set.
Yeah, his
is that guy even an actor? I don't think he was.
He was not. He was like a set dresser. Yeah. Frank Silva.
Yeah, I think he worked with Lynch on Dune, but yeah, just having that image in his head, and I think he was like, it was a mistake in the shot that he was reflected in a mirror or something like that.
In episode 2 or 3, while the cops are interviewing Sarah Palmer, he's reflected behind her in the mirror. Yeah.
And they decided to roll with it.
Yep. I remember as a kid being really scared of Bob because he looks like this swarthy, dirty, kind of like vagrant guy with long, greasy hair. And I think Killer Bob is terrifying still to this day.
I am a Bob, but I'm only wearing denim on one portion of my body. If someone is that wrapped in denim, they are evil.
I think if you grew your hair out a little longer, you could pull off Killer Bob if you tried.
A couple's Twin Peaks costume, I guess. I'd be Killer Bob. My wife could be Josie.
Or Audrey.
Or Audrey. Who knows?